Recorded Books presents Miss Julia to the Rescue by Anne B. Ross, narrated by Cynthia Darlow, and directed by Angel Morality Dotson.
Chapter 1 "Hazel Marie," I said as we sat at my kitchen table, "would you mind terribly if I redecorated your room?" "Why, Miss Julia," she said, smiling at me, "it's your house. You can do whatever you want to it." Hazel Marie leaned over to replace a pacifier on one baby's mouth, then rocked the twin stroller back and forth with her foot. She had strolled the babies over on this beautiful early June morning and now sat visiting with me. She was blooming. There was no other word for it. Second motherhood, late though it was, certainly agreed with her. Of course, a lot of it had to do with the fact that on this go-round she had her husband by her side. Well, not literally by her side today, for Mr. Pickens was off somewhere doing his private investigative work while she reveled in her place as a well-situated matron, complete with spouse, three children, home, and social standing. It was all so different, you know, from her first foray into motherhood, when she had kept her head down, raising Lloyd essentially alone, and avoiding notice as much as she could. That's what you do when you're a woman kept by a married man who wanted to keep his double life secret, which he did, until he keeled over one night in his new Buick Park Avenue and it all came out.
"What are you thinking of doing to it?"
Hazel Marie asked, picturing, no doubt, the pink and gold room upstairs that she, for the first time in her life, had decorated exactly as she wished. She had chosen pink velvet armchairs.